Thank you very much. My name is Kenny Melton. I'm a regional cotton agronomist with Bayer Crop Science operating out of Lubbock. Like Andy, I had originally scheduled to have two varieties to be discussing today, and after our advancement meeting, we decided not to release our 4678. And so today I'll only be discussing ST5458 B2RF, which is a mid-maturity variety from Stoneville. ST5458, as the B2RF indicates, is a Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety. It was originally tested as MX0616 B2RF. 5458 comes out of a 5599 background, and as such, it has, like 5599, it has a hairy leaf and is a medium plant height, which is, that does differ from 5599. 5599, of course, being a very aggressive growing variety, 5458 not quite as aggressive. It does have moderate storm tolerance and, as I mentioned earlier, medium maturity. Looking now at a little bit of phenotypic data, we'll talk about what the plant looks like and a few characteristics of it, and then we'll go into some of the performance data. This is looking at 33 locations across the belt, looking at final plant height in inches. You see that we have over here a couple of competitive varieties that we've included as checks. That is Delta Pine 143 and Delta Pine 117. Also, as standard checks, we put in ST5327 and then ST4554. Over here, the highest in terms of plant height is Delta Pine 143 at 36 inches. Lowest is 4554 at 33.6 inches. And then we have 34.5 inches for 5458. So that demonstrates the fact that, as I was mentioning, it's not as an aggressive growing variety as 5599. Going on forward, looking at total number of nodes at the end of the season from 24 locations. Again, the highest was 143 at 21.3 nodes. The lowest was 5327 at 19.7, and then 5458 at 19.9. Again, demonstrating it not being as aggressive growing. Look now at the growth response to growth regulators with 5458. This was a trial that was conducted this past growing season by Dr. Tom Cothran down at College Station at Texas A&M. We were looking at three different treatment regimes with growth regulators. We had an untreated check, and we had a 12-ounce application of Pentia that was applied at early bloom, a single shot. And then we had two shots that were applied, one at 6 ounces at Match Head Square, followed by a 12-ounce application at early bloom. You can see here we got a good rate response with 5458, and we're able to keep that growth in check without any problems. Same with 4554 that we have in here for comparison. And then here is a very aggressive growing variety you may be familiar with, ST6611. And you can see that the one application of 12 ounces at early bloom was not enough to keep that one in check, and we did not have that problem with 5458. So again, you probably won't need to use such an aggressive growth regulator program as you would with like 6611 or 5599. Look at its relative maturity. We have percent open bowl here across 24 locations. The earliest variety that we have in from this data is Delta Pine 117. It had 62.8% open. The latest variety was 143 at 54.3%. And then 5458 came in at 55.1%. You can see right there next to 143, so it definitely fits into that mid-season category. Looking at its storm tolerance, this is across 19 locations. This is rated on a scale from 1 to 9, where 9 was tightest in the burr. And you can see we've included Fibermax 9063 B2F in here as a check for that, because it is one of the tighter varieties. And you can see it had a rating, average rating of 7.2%, went down to the low on this entry set of 4554, which was 4.2. You can see here's 5458. At a rating of 5.0. So tighter than both 5327 and 4554 with 5458. Look now at a trial that was conducted this past growing season by Drs. Terry Wheeler and John Ganaway. This is a root knot nematode trial that they conduct at the Ag Cares facility just outside of La Mesa, Texas, that they do every year. They plant these varieties into a heavy root knot nematode infested field, and then at the end of the season take root knot nematode counts, and then overlay that with the yields that they get at the end of the season to see how well these varieties are able to withstand root root knot nematode populations. Now, in this, at the time that we were getting this data, we did not have the yields available to us on this, so this is just the root knot nematode numbers that we're looking at here today, but it will give us some idea. This is the resistant standard in that trial, Acala Nemix. You can see how low the root knot nematode numbers are there. Here's 5458. Here's 5599, which 5599 has a known tolerance for root knot nematodes and has done very well in that area. Here's another competitor that was in that trial, Deltapine 164. We had a couple of locations of trials this past year around Lubbock where we had some heavy verticillium wilt infestations. So we took the opportunity to see how we performed in terms of verticillium wilt with these entries. You can see that we've averaged across the two locations, one at Lubbock and one outside of Leveland, and looked at the percent infected plants. We went from a high of 45.54 with 48.5% of the plants infected at the end of the season, down to a low on 90.63 of 29.5, and there is 54.58 at 45.3. So certainly it's not highly resistant to verticillium wilt, but it's not highly susceptible either. It's pretty much middle of the road there. Look now at some performance, some yield and fiber quality performance from across the belt this past growing season. This data is coming from OVT's and Bayer Crop Sciences Cotton Agronomic Performance Trials, the data that was available as of 12/11. We had 81 locations with yield and 59 locations with fiber quality. Out of this group of 5458, 4554, 5327, and Deltapine 143, you can see 5458 had the highest yield at 1311 pounds per acre, and then we had a mic of 4.4, length of 1.12, and a strength of 29.4, and uniformity of 80.8. Breaking that out now into irrigated and dry land yields, we look here first at irrigated. You can see this is from 44 locations for yield and 34 for fiber quality. We had top yielding variety again was 5458 with 1,588 pounds. Look at dry land trials, and you can see that 5458 came out third in that in looking at the dry land locations, 37 locations there for yield and 25 for fiber quality. First was 4554, followed by 5327, and then 5458. So not quite as good a relative performance under dry land locations as it was with irrigated locations. Break that out by regional summary, go from west to east. Starting out here, we look at West Texas. We had 13 locations. 5458 came out number one in the western locations, West Texas. In East Texas, we had, lost my pointer there. In East Texas, we had 1,142 pounds per acre with 5458 and out of eight trials. And then in the upper mid-south, 4554 was the top yielding variety with 1,231 pounds, followed by 5327 and 5458 then. The lower mid-south, 5458 was the top yielding variety there, followed by 4554. And then as we move on further to the east into the mid-Atlantic, we get to get over there, and 4554 was the top yielding variety there, followed by 5327 and then 5458. Look at some specific head-to-heads from across the belt. 5458 had an average versus 161 B2RF. This data is primarily from the OVTs, and you can see here that we 5458 had a yield of 1156, while 161 had a yield of 1082 across 37 locations. Look at 5458 versus 164, and we had, this was in 46 locations, we had 1,206 pound yield for 5458 versus 1,115 with 164. Compare it to 5599, since that is out of that background. 5458 didn't yield quite as high as 5599, 1,223 pounds of lint per acre versus 1,239 pounds for 5599. It was a tenth higher in micronaire at 4.7 versus 4.6. Length was significantly higher at 1.14 versus 1.11, and strength was slightly higher, along with uniformity being slightly higher with 5458. So in summary, again, 5458 is a mid-maturing variety out of 5599 background. would not require quite as aggressive growth management program as with 5599. Its best performance was in the lower mid-south and in the Texas area, and its best relative performance was under irrigated conditions as opposed to dryland conditions. Has excellent yield potential across the belt, and we should have we will have introductory quantities available for 2008. With that, I'll thank you very much.